Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
We're talking to Pete Lee, city manager of the city of Ocala. Let me officially welcome you to the Bob Rose Show, even though he's on vacation today.
Okay, thanks, Greg. Good to be here.
Well, I know that one thing that, in fact, we heard about it on the top of our news, on our local news, you know, obviously your community, Ocala, Marion County, is a big deal for a lot of the hubs that have been going in. And Amazon looks like they're making quite the investment in the community.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, I get a lot of that stuff last now. My, you know, my old job was to review all of the things that came in and development. Now,
sure.
You know, I run around in 21 different places and, and try to keep up. But, yeah, you know, there's still a lot going on in the community from the development standpoint, you know, and obviously our property at the airport is important to us, the development of not only the air side of that, mm-hmm. but also the more commerce side, the distribution and manufacturing center that will be out there eventually. And, you know, we're working on contracts out there right now. So, look, we're still excited about, you know, jobs for people and the things that are going on, among other things. But, yeah, you know, people are still invested in Ocala, and that's a great thing.
It is, obviously, and, you know, because obviously with, you know, investment like that from the manufacturers, the companies, we're talking about jobs, and obviously that's important, especially in a time where for some industries maybe things aren't that secure. If you in the Ocala area can provide work, that is huge for the community.
Right, and, the, you know, the wages, when we did the industrial park that's out on I-75 and 27, the one that we called 489, you know, our wages were down in the 30s, and it was always, can we get up to the 40s? And, you mm-hmm. know, our average wage is beyond 50. Not, you know, there's inflation that's included in
sure.
that, but
yeah.
we've got a lot more jobs and are more diverse now than we were then. And that's a, you know, that's a tribute to the city, the county, the CEP, everyone working together to make that happen.
Well, obviously, you are the city manager now, but you've kind of this is not your first day at the rodeo there. You were an assistant city manager. You've been around. You've seen the changes that have gone through. What do you see maybe as looking forward? Okay, you know where you've been. You know where you are. Where do you see things going from a standpoint of, you know, what are the big issues for Ocala that you guys have to address, you think?
So, you know, my thing always is solvency, you know, moving forward, handing off to the next group who does this, something that's kind of maybe not wrapped in a bow, but it's the roadmap for success is there, and they don't say, boy, what a pack of dummies there were before
yeah.
us. You know, so the things that are important are, you know, we have to pay for what we have. I don't want to have
right.
a large outstanding maintenance obligation that we can't handle. We know that the most valuable property, not only in the city but in the county, is the property that's downtown. That's the property that returns the greatest return on investment, the greatest return per acre in the community. And so, you know, the development slash redevelopment of our downtown is extremely important. And it's important to do that in a way that's sensitive to our, you know, kind of quote unquote DNA. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be somewhere else. We're going to be Ocala. You know, I don't see, there won't be 25-story skyscrapers. It'll be, right, you know, buildings that are four to six to eight stories tall on parcels that are currently underdeveloped. You see the AC by Marriott that's being developed right now next to the parking garage in our downtown, just west of Magnolia. The hotel that's being redeveloped on the north side of State Road 40. Those are really important developments to our community. Also the Forge, you know, that's a little farther north, it should open soon too. So, you know, that's the most important thing from a financial standpoint on development. The farther away from the center we get, the more, in a sense, the more risky the proposition is for the taxpayer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is the way that I see it is, you know, when we get into the suburban in rural areas, it becomes a little more iffy. We've got to run infrastructure to those areas, roads, water, sewer, you know, pick up trash, send police, send fire.
Sure.
Those things all cost money, of course. And the farther we get from the center, the farther we get from the existing infrastructure, the more that it adds to what we have to pay for mm-hmm. and maintain over time.
I think that's a really good point in the sense that I think a lot of cities lose their way because in a way where downtown goes, wherever, you know, we've seen this in major, you know, cities across the country too, or small rural communities, where the city goes, meaning that core, that town square, is kind of where the city goes. And you've got to maintain that to be able to support and take care of all those areas as you move out farther to keep it a nice place to live.
Right. And there are opportunities out there now because we have a growth pattern that's well established. You know, the areas of the city and the county that are developed are the areas that are going to generally be developed. Mm-hmm. I know people see some things that have entitlements or the ability to build things on them eventually. But that checkerboard's kind of set,
yeah,
right? It's we know where that is, but we know that downtown is the most valuable property, and it's incumbent upon us to make sure that we exhaust every effort to build on that urban infrastructure and urban area that's mm-hmm. already partially at least developed, and it goes through, you know, different ebbs and flows over time. You know, when we built the malls, a lot of downtowns throughout the nation saw somewhat of an emptying, mm-hmm. sometimes severe emptying. When I got here a long time ago, you know, the downtown didn't have many businesses in it, so we really focused on making sure that we went through the community redevelopment area and agency protocols the way that we should have. I think that we did a great job and using the money from the CRA to make buildings better so that we could get businesses downtown. We had a few developers and merchants who were kind of pioneers who came down here, and they're the base level. They're the base stone of us being successful downtown. Mm-hmm. You know, they had to take a risk, and
sure.
We understand that they take risks, and that the private sector and the small businesses are the backbone of what we do. So. But they're really, really important to us.
And it'll
be a focus moving forward.
Hey, coming up, I guess it's October 15th, if I'm not mistaken, you're actually going to be having the State of the City address. And I think that's important for anybody in the community. If you really want to know what's going on with your community, how things are, you know, when you've got Doge running around, a Florida version to a lot of communities who maybe don't make wise decisions, that can have folks concerned, I suppose. But I think this is really something that people, if they're really concerned about the community, they're a part of it, they want to see it grow, but they also want to know what's going on. The State of the City address is, I think, something that they need to attend. Any highlight ahead of time, or what would you say to encourage people to actually be a part and be there to hear what's going on?
You know, we want people to come up all the time, right? We want people to come to city council meetings. We want people to come to things like State of the City. You know, we'll be highlighting what happened last year and talking about some of the things that we'll be doing moving forward. The highlights, we have about I have about 21 minutes to speak. So, you know, it's not a
right.
It's not exhaustive, but I also will do that presentation for other groups. So, you know, or some version of it that fits the group that I'm, what they want to hear, what they want to see, what they want to talk about. You know, we really base everything we do on transparency. So, you know, we want to be as transparent as we can be always. You know, our agenda is clear. Our council sets the agenda. They set the vision. We implement the vision, right? They establish policy. We meet with them. I meet with them regularly. Our staff meets with them to brief them on all the things that we're doing. But, you know, the downtown, West Ocala, infrastructure is always an issue. First responders are always an issue,
sure.
You know, and keeping up with the growth. Making sure that we don't have, like I said, those outstanding maintenance obligations,
right,
which are killer for the, not just for us, but for the next generation. We don't want to leave them with that.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully folks will come out and will be a part of it. If they can't make it, they will attend something where they've got a chance to hear you kind of represent that in a sense so they know what is going on. City Manager of Ocala, Peter Lee, again, thanks for the extra effort in trying to get on the show today, despite technology. We appreciate your time, and best of luck. And again, you know, love to see what you guys are doing and how you're kind of keeping things growing and working with the county. And thanks for taking time to be on the Bob Rose Show today.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. Have a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.